asynchronous technology like Web, like Interwise, Centra, and I'm going to show you Acid Conference. Those three technologies, in my opinion, have transformed the learning landscape dramatically and have enabled me as an educator, as a teacher, to feel comfortable that I can transit from this experience to an online experience and maintain the process by which I am the facilitator, the mentor, the guide. And that's driven me as an educator. You can notice that my screen sizes. Okay, I was all set up to use my little remote. Looks like I might not be. Okay, maybe be lucky. Okay, let's do a little trip down memory lane just for a second. Put your hand up if you recognize or have used this item, PowerBook. If you recognize or used it. All right, keep it up. All right. Keep it up if you recognize or use this item.
I'm getting old.
Keep it up if you recognize or use this item.
Recognized.
Recognized. Keep it up if you recognize or use. Okay, well, there are a few of us who have kind of been in this transit from the Commodore to where we are today.
Is that without a screen? That's a printer.
No.
Sorry?
Card reader.
Yeah.
Punch cards.
Yeah. Okay. I covered that. I put this up just a little bit of a thought. We're all using LAMS, but we're all not the same. Okay? We're all going to take a different approach to how we're going to use this little baby. My topic is about andragogy and the use of LAMS. Case study. And so I developed this model that I hope to show you, and you're going to have to be patient while I try and log in, okay, in a few moments. I've extended this to working with a pharmaceutical company, which is adult learning. And we've taken the model, and we're going to move it forward. I just wanted to quickly cover some of the aspects of andragogy from Knowles, right, just to refresh our memory. Right? So the online learner, that's you and me, we're adults. These are the adults that we're going to be tagging, not the students that Glenn and Bronwyn have talked about. All right? We're all pretty well self-directed. Well, at least we should be. We like to direct our own learning, right? We have accumulated a vast reservoir of knowledge. For some of us, it's a lake, for some of us, it's one of these little babies here, and for some of us it's the Hoover Dam or the Three Gorges. We've got all this pent up knowledge that we want to share. Some of us have unique learning needs. All right, I grabbed these off the web. I don't know, I'm only using them one time. We also live in a world of changing social roles, especially vis-a-vis the emerging role of women. Other folks is problem-centered and interested in immediate applications. That's us. Okay. So I took that and I said, okay, can we take and do this in alumni and learning environment? We're also looking at, we're motivated by internal rather than external factors. Right? So it's not so much that when you're an adult learner that I have to drive you, except that as I say this, we do have some of the, we do have some folks in this online environment that need a little bit more. Now, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed, say five Our Fathers and five Hail Marys. Does that give me away? Does that give away my?
I think so,
yeah. Yeah. Right. Through my most grievous fault, I thought I was really doing great up there. You know, I had it all set up, everything ready to go. And unfortunately, we, okay, this is not the one we should have connected to. We had it. Okay, now I'm just going to come in, and maybe I'll be lucky, and they're going to bring me right into our course site. Okay. That's coming from Singapore, so bear with me. Okay. So, keeping in mind those principles that I outlined, I want to walk you through this course site. I'm a real strong advocate of lamps, but I'm also a strong advocate of adventure, or Blackboard. We call this adventure, mainly for the things that it allows me to do. So I'm trying to use complementary technologies. And we have, so the students will come into this course site called the DPS pilot site. I'm not going to go into all the reasons that I like Blackboard. I think that, you know, there's a lot of specious argumentation going on with respect to learning management systems. This allows me to do what I need to do. It's easy to use. Scalable, it's robust, it works. I want it to work. The last thing I need is a negative demo like what we started off with here today, right? Okay, so what we were able to do is we're crafting this. Now remember, these are adult learners, they've never been online before, they're very skeptical. The idea is we're gonna do it in Singapore, then we're gonna go and do it in China, then we're gonna go do it in Ireland. Now, the folks in Singapore will probably do everything just fine. But when they go to Ireland, what? What do you want me to do? I don't think so. So we're trying to keep it all very simple. So what I want to try and do very quickly is show you some of the things that I think LAMS is allowing me to do and drive from a pedagogical perspective. Keep our fingers crossed here. Everything works according to Hoyle.
Now, we're going to introduce
yes.
you to the first top three to this faltering analysis.
Okay.
You're going to watch a video, and you're going to read section two of your course manual.
You see this little baby here? This is the single greatest transformation in LAMS, as far as I'm concerned. You talk about having the voiceover, and I'm going to show you that in a minute. This allows me to individually come in and say, okay, guys, quick, all right, we're going to do some group work. I want you to do this, 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 and this, right? If you don't want to hear my voice, you can read it. But every time you come in, your presence is there. In text, your presence is not there. It's like, another, right? So this really allows me to do that. And I was really skeptical with Ernie, and I said, Ernie, because I have developed something else to do this. Because these are only meant for 2 to 3 minute shots, right? This is not meant for a long thing. It's like 2 minute, 3 minute intro. And if you can't get my attention in that period of time, boom. Right? And the other beauty of it is pop it up, it's in the what you see, get it, what you see is what you get, editor. You pop it up, you go blah, 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 save it, and it's there. Okay? What more do you need and want? All right? Now, we also have a recording process. Here's where I want to now talk about fault-free analysis, not me, but the guy. So I'm going to go with the low bandwidth. Again, it's streaming from Singapore. Not a bad thing, mind you, but who's saying the five Our Fathers for me? Someone, thank you, and the five Hail Marys. Yeah, let's keep saying them. Yeah, I'm just a little worried here. Oh, okay. Now, this could be a PowerPoint. This could be a PDF file. This could be a Microsoft Word. This could be a Flash embedded file. Okay, but this is a resource. So he's coming in. It's buffering. But not bad timing, right? We're, you know, we're kind of a bit of a distance away. Now, it's, we're not getting 256 because I'm streaming on wireless. It's not meant for that, all right? Okay. Okay, now what I want to show you is, I'm just going to stop him. I have a smart board in my, I've set up this little recording area. I have a smart board. And so what I say is, okay, let's go, bring it in, put up your PowerPoint, put it up here. Then you can go, you can narrate, you can walk up, we can do this, teach it the concepts, right? Quickly grab it. We've got the streaming server, it's called AccuLearn, and we have a recording process. And I can, you can record me right now, blah, 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 blah. Boom, put it up on the net. I get the link. I stick it in here. I'm ready to rock and roll, all right? So pop up the video, the little thing. I say, okay, everybody, we're going to start with the, looking at fault tree analysis and this area, blah, 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 blah. I want you to look at this video. Doom. Okay? That's the process. This, you don't have to be this sophisticated. If it's just a Camtasia narrated, or a Empatica narrated file, you can do the same thing. You could, you know, you could insert here a YouTube video presentation. It doesn't matter. Okay, you got the idea? All right, so I finished that. In this instance, we're not forcing them to finish it.
No, we're going to introduce you to the current.
I didn't explain to me the sequence. You start with that thing.
This comes up right off the bat, okay? Comes up, boom. The reason we're having it come up, boom, is because we had a little bit of, Ernie was not here to explain it, but we had a little bit of a challenge getting this. This is called an FCK editor now. Isn't that a nice one? How do I say that, editor? Yeah, that's I've been having fun with that. Yeah, I think we need to rename it.
Not the editor I'm interested in. I'm interested in the learning process.
Yeah.
That.
Well, this is the learning process, mate.
Yeah, where did you jump to the other one from?
No, from here.
Okay.
So it says, watch the entire video, take notes, and then he tells him, click on the link down below.
So that's an introduction to that video?
Yes.
Okay, he didn't give us time to...
Sorry,
I didn't understand.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That, the idea is that I'll put text, da-da-da-da-da, click on the link below. Because these are the resources. I can put a number of resources in there. Then they go to their next activity. Now, basically, another part of that was really quite great about this is now they can just check their understanding very quickly, and we I haven't paid any attention to what this is. Then they can submit. Didn't do very well. Now, in LAMS, we didn't think that there would be a problem. That just very much tells me that I need to review the notes again. Now, what we're doing now is we're taking them into a group. Now, you guys have talked about the forum and the discussion board. And the thing that I don't really like using the forum in LAMS precisely because of the things that you're talking about. And you had mentioned using something else as well. And I would use something else. But what we've gone to here is we put them into groups. Because there's only going to be 24, 25 of them. But it can work in another scale. And what happens is, they're going to go...
Okay, everybody.
Okay.
Now
he gives them a quick blah, blah, blah. Here, I'm now using the synchronous technology. So instead of going into a discussion board or a forum, they're going into a live synchronous session. And we'll have to, I just hope that things are working. Okay, so now it just, they get this pop-up. All that was required is that they have a thin download, like a flash player. So I'll just type in my name, Paul, and I'll submit this. what it'll do then is it'll ask me, imagine you're one of the students, so you come through this all in here. Now you're going to be put into different groups, and you're going to go into this environment. Now, it'll check for It's going to ask, okay, we're going to do this sound recording, blah, 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 blah. And what it's going to do, I wait until it picks up my image, and I don't think I've got the sound off, but I think that's fine. It won't allow me to go any further right now because I'm having a... it hasn't picked up my sound yet. So... the virtual network, folks. You'll just have to hang in there for a second. Testing, 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 testing. Bloody hell. Okay. I did a tape of it just in case we had something like this happen. So what it does is it picks up your audio, it picks up the video, and then it brings them into a classroom, and I'll show you what that looks like if I can get this to run. And I'll walk you through it. The reason it's so slow is that it's on a virtual machine on a Mac. So. So you saw this part. Apologies on that. So. Now I've recorded this, and I don't know why I'm... So what you can see is it's picking up the sound, and then eventually I move on to the next part. The audio link has been done. It goes and searches for a server. Now we've done it. This is not made up. I've run this for six semesters with students, with master's level students in Singapore, using this system. So this is not a fabricated process for you here. Okay, so this is the virtual classroom. You can see that the students have a chat down in here. They can show their materials up in here. They can have a video presence up in here if they have a webcam. They can talk to each other. They can upload files. They can chat if they want to. The idea being is that they'll come into this environment and they will interact with an assignment. Then they'll come back out. Okay, they're going to come back here, and you know that you talked about the forum scribe thing. One of them in that environment then would be responsible for reporting. They were given an assignment for uploading that assignment here. They would upload that assignment, browse, upload it, say, here's our work that we've done. Then they would go to the next activity, and the idea behind this is, and we've this. Q&A is another beauty that I think has differentiated LAMS from other learning systems. Because now, they're going to put down their burning questions, or they can respond to questions. So in that group, they probably said, hey, you know, he was talking about fault tree analysis, but I didn't understand this, and this. These questions can then be put in here. Before the... instructor meets with them in the online environment, he will be able to go through here and then essentially craft his lesson around real needs, as opposed to, okay, today I'm going to do this presentation. Come hell or high water, this is what I'm doing, when in fact, it's not what the students need to know based on that experience of the feedback. So, and the other thing that I want to say for those of you who may be new to LAMS is that this Q&A is also self-referential. Not only does it allow the online facilitator to check what the students know or don't know or misconceive, it also allows me as a student to get an intellectual measure of my own standing. It's a peer analysis, right? I submit an answer, and boom, I can say, whoa, that's not very good, Paul. Look at everybody else. You've really fallen behind. And the teacher doesn't have to go and say a darn thing. You know, it's like, there's the evidence. Right? There's the evidence, my friend. I don't have to say anything. And that's great, because then the students, you know, are going to pick up on that. So I think that and the video recorder and the ability to sequence things gives us a kind of versatility that I need to do the kinds of... For me, the pedagogy is like, okay, what do I do really well face-to-face? What can I do really well online? Because good teaching is good teaching, period, as far as in my books. So he submits that. Now, the last thing that we've done is they come back in here, and nobody has gone through this yet. Okay. The last thing that they do is he goes...
Okay. It's time to reflect on what you learned.
He's going to have a cafe session where they all now come back into that virtual environment, and he runs the session for the students in a completely online environment. So if you're having trouble visualizing that, think Skype as a classroom. Think MSN, video chat, as a classroom, and that's what you have. And he controls the classroom completely. He can ask students to respond, to show what their work is, to explain their concepts. So it really allows for a complete transformation of the learning paradigm, in my opinion. Okay, and that's pretty much it as far as what I have to show you on that. Again, I apologize for the delay in the transmission, but... And if you have any questions or... Anybody want to contact me for other kinds of demos, I'd be more than happy to share with you. Question?
Technical, so it's got nothing to do really with the education side.
Okay.
You've got LAMS, Blackboard.
Yes.
And another tool. You want them to LAMS and it was transparent and available.
Yes.
How different is that?
That's fairly simple. LAMS has the building block for that. So the beauty of LAMS is it integrates within learning management systems like Blackboard, Moodle, and Sakai. So, if you don't have a lot of big budget, then you can just simply, install Moodle. And it's even more effective in Moodle, because if I want to use the form in Moodle, I can just pop it into the sequence. All the tools that are in Moodle can be inserted into the LAMS sequence. In Blackboard, I have some limitations. Your average IT team should be able to set it up, and the LAMS folks are quite able to remotely help with that.
For
the right price, yeah. But listen, if you got a good idea, look, the building block is there. It's something that they should, your guys should be able to do.
You've got to synchronize with your student administration system so your students come in directly.
Into the Edvention?
Yeah.
Okay, all of that's done at the back end, right? So once the integration is done, the students who are integrated in Blackboard, they already have an account. As soon as they come in, it's in the course site because every account has an ability to deploy a LAMS activity in it.
What about that virtual classroom?
Okay, the virtual classroom,
well,
it, that's, again, that's, we've integrated, but it's just a simple link. It's a link to another server. So if you had Centra, you would just grab the link that it gives you for that classroom and put it into the sequence.
And the whole activity the students have done in that environment is captured and stored and can be reviewed as evidence and put in an e-portfolio.
In the synchronous classroom or in the...
The interactive option. Yeah, synchronous.
In the synchronous classroom, you would have to record it. There's a provision here.
As that capacity.
Yeah, it has that capacity. AccuConference, you can record the classroom. Centra, you can record the session, right? So that part. The when I talked about delivering this synchronous tool, using this tool, it is what saved our bacon in terms of doing the distance education program with the master students. The professors would say, "I can't write on that whiteboard because they'll find any reason, right? I can't write on that whiteboard." True. So. This system, AccuConference, allows you to have a secondary input. So you get a camera, put it into the USB, and then the camera shines down on here, and I just go secondary input, and I write out the formula right for the students. And now when they have a question about how did you solve that equation again, sir? Okay, click secondary input, and then they write down, and they talk, and it's live, and it's broadcast. No, not a Wacom tablet.
Yeah, but what are they writing on?
Just a piece of paper.
Oh, paper.
It just got a webcam.
Oh,
right?
You got a webcam.
Just got a secondary, just another webcam, right? You got this webcam, you can see me. Then I got another webcam here, and I'm talking, okay, look, watch. And then I write it down. And I walk through the formula. And wow, that's been the bacon saver, right? For sure. And now we're looking at... extending that by taking a tablet that you can buy, which allows you to even write on the whiteboard, so you don't have to do that. But just a webcam. And where we got that idea was we were having an e-learning week, and one of my buddies, a chemistry professor, got a retort stand, with a little clip. He said, I walk in, and there he is. He's got his webcam. He's taking it out of here, and he's put it over on here. And he's got it down there, and he's, writing out the chemical equation. And I said, oh, yeah, right. There's a secondary input we can. So that part again. So when people tell me, no, it can't work, you see, I say, yeah, it can. Now, if you're in the remote part of Australia that is in the hinterlands, and you've got a 56K connection, of course not. So it's still, we're trying to keep it down to 256K at least, or less. But if you don't use media-rich materials in your LAMS, then it's not a problem. Right?
Thank you. And we might close the session now.
Yep.
But if you want to talk to Paul, there's lunch coming up, and I'm sure he'll be happy to talk to you.
Yep.
Very much. Thank you very much.